One of the things that's always bothered me, I suppose, is the way that we often set tasks for students on the internet, do some research, but that often, as far as they're concerned, involves sticking a few brief search terms into Google and then checking out the first, maybe the second or third, returned results. And then that's as far as they go. And they accept that and get on with it. And Google being what it is, that's often sufficient. But there's very little interaction with the information that they work with. Scribble, that's scribble with a single B in it, is a possible way that we might be able to encourage a little bit more interaction, a little bit more thought, and a little bit more interrogation of the information that they're finding. What Scribble does is, when you've created yourself an account, allow you to annotate web pages. So you can highlight them, you can underline words, you can change the colour of fonts on the page. So if you've got maybe a Wikipedia page and you wanted students to be able to pick out the significant features to actually delve deeply into the information that's there, then this might be a way that they can do it. Because having made those annotations on the particular page, having added comments and explaining what they think something means, or expanding further on it, or maybe even providing a link to other information elsewhere, then that's a way of finding whether or not they're understanding the information that they're finding, rather than just simply copying and pasting it into a Word document. So adding those thoughts and their perceptions and reflections might be particularly useful. Having created the annotations, they can be then tagged and kept, and the whole page itself can be kept and stored in their account, which also means that should that page ever change or disappear, which clearly can happen with Wikipedia pages, they've got a point of reference. The information isn't lost, and in a sense remains live. It's not, whilst it's there, it remains live. It's not being squirreled away in a Word document somewhere. So having got it into their library, they can also share that with other people, and then you can have more than one person annotating, and which means that Scribble can be used as a group collaborative tool. In the free account, you only get 125 mega storage, but that's probably ample for a lot of the things that you want to do, provided the pages haven't got loads of photos on, of course. So Scribble,